Well, you know that it's going to be alright. I think it's gonna be alright. Everything will always be alright when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be alright when we go shopping. It's always the shopping things we begin. Everybody wins. So shut up.
Hey, hey, good morning. Welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mama, Harmony.
Oh, at least you remembered my name.
I did. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's really just no going anywhere with you and Dad these days. So we're at dinner last night at Wiseacre. Highly recommend.
You know,
when you're thinking about patios and stuff, it's, you know, you might not think of them, but it's just, it's like eating in a garden and it's so lovely.
And you are kind of eating a garden.
You literally are eating. Yeah, it's right off the farm.
All the stuff is from their farms.
Right. But anyway, we're sitting there and, you know, my brother's in town and, you know, don't want to brag, but he's kind of a big deal. He's like celebrity adjacent to some of his clients.
Right.
And, you know, I have a job or 3 or 10, but the waitress comes over, ignores both of us, looks right at my parents and is like, I follow you guys, and I just wanted to tell you that you really have meant so much to me this year. It was sweet.
It was really sweet. First, when she came over, and
everywhere
I just want to say, and I thought, oh, we had one thing that was late on the menu. I mean, on the order.
Good thing you didn't yell, Mom.
I know. I have to be in
good really
behavior.
Do.
It's,
you know, when you're a public figure.
Oh, it's not easy.
Yes.
But I thought she was going to apologize because it was taking so long, and I did not expect that at all. Mm-hmm. But it was lovely. And I mean, you know, when somebody says that and that, you know, it's meant a lot and that we've brightened up their day, that does make you feel good.
Happened the other day at Sweet Science as well. I don't know what it says about us that we've already been to the new ice cream shop in town twice.
Right. Yes.
But I have to say, you know, last night gave me a glimpse into the future of 50th in France, I felt like, because there at Nolan Mains, and I actually wrote an article, Minneapolis, St. Paul, occasionally they let me contribute, which
That's
is fun.
So nice.
And so I wrote an article about, I think the headline is The Magnetic Appeal of Nolan Mains, and how that particular development has just been killing it.
They're changing the face of 50th in France.
And they have frankly signed, and we've talked about this a little bit, but they have managed to sign on more stores, local and now national as well, during the pandemic than frankly any mall in town, and how they're doing it, and how they're doing it by being really available to them and by being a partner to them, and by their, you know, the main sales guy was like out there, you know, I was talking to Nancy at Dugo, and she's like, she had to move spaces because she has a short-term lease, and that's kind of how that goes. And on a Saturday morning, there was the main sales, you know, executive from Nolan Mains helping her move racks.
Yeah. Well, so they know what they're doing because, you know, it in the long run, it's going to benefit them, obviously, if all of these stores do well.
Yes, exactly. And, exactly. So, but last night, but you know, when you go right now, if you're behind 50th Street, all those new buildings, and there are those apartments and there's courtyards, the courtyards can feel kind of big. And for the last year and a half, they've felt pretty empty.
Yes.
Other than those bubbles that went up that never really materialized and then were sort of just weird and had stuff in them that nobody. Remember when we were all we thought we were going to spend the winter in those bubbles, and it was like, wait a second, we're all going to just be
so
breathing
good.
The same air. That makes no sense in a pandemic whatsoever.
It was a thought.
It was a good thought. It was. They were trying. But, you know, it felt really kind of empty, let's be honest. And even when we went to Sweet Science on like opening night with soft opening, there were people, but there was nothing else going on. Well, last night,
people found it.
It was packed, and people are on bicycles, and they had dogs, and people are hanging out in that courtyard. And this is all before that new restaurant opens,
Mr. Paul's Supper Club.
Yes, which will be opening directly across the corridor from Sweet Science.
Right. And Lynn Hall is open, And that's right, yes, kind of next door.
I almost wonder, standing there last night, if some of the stores along, sorry, my computer, I've now restarted 3 times and it keeps rejecting me. It's sort of like, I'm not working on a Saturday. Forget it. You have overheated me all week
mine's
long.
Mine's working fine.
Anyway, I sort of wonder if some of those boutiques along Market Street, which is sort of directly behind 50th, will decide to keep later hours, even on the weekend.
I think it would be a smart thing for them to do.
Yeah, we're walking by and people are saying, oh, look at Scout, looks so cute. Yeah. And it is. Their windows look adorable. And Brook and Lou and, you know, Six for Good.
Flirt.
It's fun to be able, you have your ice cream and you're walking around and popping into a few stores.
It's what people do when they're on vacation.
Yes.
You know, and so it would be nice. And the only criticism that I would have is about the people. Not the stores.
What?
People have got to be a little bit more respectful of their surroundings. It was shocking to me to see the garbage that people were leaving there.
Put your empty ice cream container in the garbage can.
Got
there are
bins.
Several.
It's not like you have to even go back in the store. Mm-hmm. There are bins right there. All you have to do is bring your empty container and your napkins and put it in. And I just, you know, what do they do at home? I don't.
So true, Mom.
Yeah.
So true.
I wanted to say, will you all please clean this place up?
Yes,
so that would be the only criticism.
I can't remember. Did we talk about Billy Reed? That Billy Reed. Okay.
It
was open. Right. Have you been in it yet?
No, because every time I'm there, it seems to be closed. It's too late in the day, apparently.
Right. Well, do yourself a favor and go. Yeah. It's funny because I posted a picture of it on my Instagram at Allie Shops. And a lot of people were like, wait, we have a Billy Reed store in town?
Yeah.
And it is, again, this is kind of the first of the national arrivals at Nolan Mains, but it's not, you know, a typical chain store. You're not going to find another one in town. This is a fashion brand that comes from the South. Billy Reed has been doing this for many, many years. Menswear focused, but there is some women's. And the store itself, beautiful and designed by Studio BV, Betsy Voss, who we've had on the show. And I highly recommend, in addition to popping on Shop Girls now and then, I did a podcast with her and she gave away like all of her, she talked a lot about what work is going to look like and how we work and how we need to rethink spaces, which was really interesting. But then she gave all of her, secrets, like her favorite whites and her favorite materials. And so it's definitely worth listening
to. Who knew there were so many whites?
So many whites.
My goodness.
So check that out on By All Means podcast, which you could get on, Podcast One.
Okay.
From Hubbard. Yes, do that. All right, what else is going on? I have no internet access again.
So again?
You tell me.
Okay. Well, I found it interesting because during the pandemic, I mean, we know a lot of stores had issues and all, and J. Jill was one of them.
Yes.
That really was kind of like, are they going to make it?
Mm-hmm.
But their sales during the first quarter have grown 42%. 42% year over year. Mm-hmm. So they are actually posting a positive profit.
Yeah.
And they had a very strong Mother's Day weekend. And it would seem that people are, you know, out there again and doing things and working and socializing and all of that. And it's made a big difference in apparel sales in general. But J. Jill has really profited.
Well, good for J. Jill. Glad to see them doing well.
It's good to hear. You know, I don't think we ever discussed, and I think it's closed now. I can never pronounce the store. I think it was a Swedish children's store that was open at the Galleria.
Polarn a Pirate.
Yeah.
Did they close?
They closed.
Oh.
And she told me they closed all of their stores and that they're going to be online. They will still be online, but they closed early June.
You know what? That was a good fit for Galleria in back in the day. It feels a little, I mean, it was just very specific and very limited in their sizes and their assortment. So that doesn't surprise
me
terribly.
Although I never bought anything in there, I don't think. And I think obviously I wasn't alone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gone.
Okay.
Another thing that I think is interesting is obviously we know that Disney isn't just a movie company or a television company or anything like that. They sell tons and tons of merchandise. So naturally, Netflix wants in on the deal. And so just this last Thursday, they opened their own e-commerce site. And you can buy, you know, caps and necklaces and hoodies and even underwear that are all brands from Netflix movies and TV series.
Mm-hmm.
They figure, you know, they should get in on this. You can go to Netflix.shop. And they built it with the help of Shopify.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they've got things. I don't know if you know the animated series Eden and Yasuki.
Jeez, I don't.
Me either. I am guessing it's for younger children. And they have merchandise from that and from other shows. And they're getting more and more. And they will, you know, they did collaborate, obviously, with the Halston series and put out a capsule collection
right.
of gowns.
So this is but this is the wave of the future.
Yeah. They're getting into it even more.
Fine line to not make all your shows into commercials. That's going to be the challenge.
Yeah.
For them.
I think they're all going to do it.
Hey, you know, it is National Record Store Day. So to all those music lovers, good day to hit up one of your local record stores. Yes, some of them still do exist and many releases coming out. And
I've got a lot of vinyl in my basement.
Well, you should try to sell it. It's very popular now.
Okay.
All right. We will be back to talk about what hybrid office style is going to look like and trends to buy now and wear later. That's coming up on Shop Girls. And you thought Lil Nas was going to be a one-hit wonder. How wrong, people. Oh, very wrong.
I never said that.
No, I'm sure
I
you
knew
didn't.
Lil Nas was
you
here
know,
for good.
You yep. know. You know your stuff.
I do.
You are listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony.
But Allie, do you know about when his pants split on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
When was that? Wait, that's
the
happened to a lot
show.
Of fame. Didn't that happen to Lenny Kravitz once?
Yeah, it wasn't on Saturday Night Live.
No.
Yeah. But
on stage.
He was doing his number, and he did. He had, I don't know how he even got into those pants. To
yeah.
Be not that I was looking. But the last part of the number, he was supposed to be on a pole.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he had all these other male dancers around him and all that, and he was on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the pants literally split
where you could
front.
See in full
well,
view of television.
He realized and like grabbed his crotch. You can say crotch on the radio, right?
You can say that, yeah.
And the rest of the number, you know how rappers seem to do that a lot anyway. But the rest of the number, he was just holding his stuff, and
holding
yeah.
the equipment.
Yes.
And oh my god.
Then he told after he said he didn't know what to do.
Oh, that's yeah. hilarious. Yeah. No, I missed that.
It was a little problem.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I like to fill you in on all these important things.
Well, you do know a lot of important things, and it really goes to show that when you are a regular reader of People Magazine or a listener of My Talk 107, you really do pick up a lot of superfluous information, because we were at a baby shower this week and it was like a matching game with baby names and celebrities.
Kids and
people are struggling, and you just boom, 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 boom. You knew every
darn
single
right.
one. Wasn't even like a thought.
No, I just had to fill it out.
The only two that threw me, Jessica Biel.
Silas?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if she was Silas or Wyatt. And who has a kid named Wyatt?
Wyatt is Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Right. The others I knew. I mean, obviously, yeah. Gwyneth, Apple, duh.
Well,
we know things
know
like
that.
This.
Yes.
Suri, Katie Holmes. Suri. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. But I just, I thought, wow.
Coco, that was a little tough for
you
some
are
people.
Really getting your money's worth from People Magazine.
Well, it costs a lot, you know.
So many things you know. Well,
so many
here
things
is
that
something
important.
That people really need to know. You know, offices are beginning to open up. There are some that are going, you know, a lot are going back in the fall. But I think some people are kind of starting to go back part time. Some downtown buildings are opening. And so the big question is, you know, what in the world are we going to wear? And one of the things that I think is so interesting, if you're feeling like, oh, my gosh, I really need to start over. And not only do I not like the things in my wardrobe, but not all of them fit.
Yeah.
Well, you're not alone. Listen to this. Levi's says, the CEO himself says that more than 25% of Levi's customers are wearing a different size than they were 1 year ago.
I believe that.
Happens to the best of us.
It's very upsetting, but I do believe it.
Yes. So, let's be honest, that's probably the best thing that could happen to Levi's and to every other brand is that we all need new clothes because nothing fits. So that is probably the top reason why people are shopping because their pants just don't fit. But in addition to that, according to a survey by the parent company of some denim brands of Lee and Wrangler, God, I haven't heard those names in a while. Mm-hmm. They say 84% of office workers plan to revamp their wardrobes, including more business casual styles.
Well, I think that makes sense.
Well, is Seth Meyers ever going to put a suit and tie back on? Because he's still just wearing a button down to do the Late Show.
I hope not. In fact, it's sort of depressing to me. You know, Jimmy Fallon is back with a full audience.
Yes.
And he's back in his suit and tie. And I miss him from home. I thought his shows from home with his daughters and his wife were far better than his shows in the studio. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a mistake. And it's interesting because Stephen Colbert comes back this coming Monday.
With an audience?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Okay.
Finally. And it'll be interesting, what he does.
Oh, he'll be in a suit. Stephen Colbert,
but he's
for
been
sure.
In button-down shirts.
But
this
is
whole
that
time.
Isn't that funny? Like, is that kind of the signal? Like, no audience, you can just wear a button-down. Audience, you need a suit. Is that how it's going to be at work too? If it's hybrid, you can go business casual. If everyone's back, you got to put the suit back on.
Well, I don't think that's going to really happen, though. I mean, I think there was also an article in the New York Times, and it was by a woman who is a fashion and lifestyle journalist in Toronto, and she was talking about that and saying there just aren't fashion rules anymore. And she said designers and editors are no longer the gatekeepers they once were. Now it could be high schoolers in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that are showing you what they think you should wear. And she really does not think that people will be going back in suits and ties or fancy dresses, that it'll be kind of a hybrid of what we've been wearing.
And this is making me think that Twin Cities Business needs to do a survey, because I think that's easy to say for small businesses, for creative fields, but I'm really, and I think even a lot of more formal industries, like you think of law and banking, that they've certainly gone more casual in recent years as well. And the question is, for suit wearers, do they go back to that?
I don't think you're going to find lawyers in a courtroom suddenly wearing sweatpants.
No. In fact, a friend of mine who is a partner in a law firm was and has been doing court via Zoom, from her house. And she said one day she was in session and all of a sudden realized she didn't have her arms covered, and she's like you would never go in without a jacket on, and she's like, but I'm sitting in my house, and I just, she's like, she just completely forgot, and she was trying to figure out if she could, without like getting off of the Zoom screen, just like,
get a jacket.
Is there a jacket somewhere over there?
What did she do?
She just apologized to the judge.
And he probably said,
whatever.
But this Toronto editor also said she thinks it's a good time to explore different styles and experiment with items that you've always wanted to try but didn't have the courage, and figure out what items in your pre-pandemic wardrobe still work for you as a person. Mm-hmm. And, maybe incorporate some of those.
Yeah.
I was interested to see, I don't know if you know this, Mark Zuckerberg is planning to work remotely for half of next year. He said it makes him happier and more productive.
Makes him happy because so many people are mad at him.
Well, I think that may be, but he also said he likes to spend time with his family.
Yeah.
And he is letting staff, even some of those who are at the entry level, work from home permanently.
Uh-huh.
So
I do think that I think after a year and a half of like wearing comfortable clothes and elastic waist, bands, people, it is going to be a process. And I think people are going to be more demanding of their clothes. And that's what a lot of brands are saying, that people aren't ready to go back to more constrictive clothing.
No.
That they would like, things like linen and jersey dresses, that men want more relaxed blazers and oversized shirts.
But the knitted or the jersey dresses, I don't get that.
Well,
because they can cling. And if you put on that pandemic weight, maybe you better
cautionary
watch
tale. Yep. Thank you, Mother, for bringing that up. Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk to Amy Seaman, stylist from Shops at Arbor Lake. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. Hope your Saturday is off to a great start. Well, we are just delighted, my mother and I, to have Amy Seaman joining us again. It's been a little while, and but we checked in with her, I think, once during the pandemic. Yeah. But now as we think about reemerging, we need some help. And so Amy is a personal shopper and stylist with Shops at Arbor Lakes. And I'm just so curious to hear, how is it going, Amy? Are people coming back? What's it been like at Shops at Arbor Lakes?
Yes. Hi, Allie. Hi, Harmony.
Hi.
Nice to be back chatting today.
So good to talk to you again.
Yes, it is going so well. I have been busy, and it is what is feeding my soul these days, because there is a lot of people already that are starting to re-enter society, emerge from their basement office, and there's some anxiety around that because, you know, you haven't seen people face-to-face for a while. So there's a couple of common themes that I'm hearing from my clients. One is, like, I feel comfortable with the Zoom calls in terms of dressing from the keyboard up, but I don't remember how to put a complete outfit together now.
Right. I love that. From the keyboard up.
Keyboard up. I haven't heard that expression.
Totally. And yes. Let's be honest. A lot of us don't really want to show what's below the keyboard.
Right. Yes. Well, that's the second thing, too. A lot of us, our weight has fluctuated during this pandemic.
Yep.
Some have really lost weight. Others have gained. I am in the gained camp.
Yep.
So there's some anxiety around that too, right? My clothes don't fit right, or are people going to notice that I put on some weight? So affecting confidence.
Amy, how is it that people have lost weight? I've been trying to figure that out.
More time to work out.
Oh, yes. Really?
Okay, let me tell you what. My husband is not in the game. He's not on the same page as I am when it comes to how we have handled the pandemic. He runs 40 miles a week. He has lost so much weight. I have mastered late night snacking.
Yeah.
That is my skill that I've mastered at it during quarantine.
I'm sorry. That's just annoying to have a husband who runs 40 miles a week.
Oh.
That's ridiculous. Tell him to stop that.
I know. It's like, why does he have to be such an overachiever?
Exactly.
Well, you know, we were actually just talking about, I mean, obviously we know we have all over-indexed on elastic waist pants and very comfortable. And I think a lot of people who never dressed that way. I mean, I own so many more joggers now than I ever did, Amy. I was never a person who ran around in my athletic wear, but first of all, I think all of those styles have gotten so much more like street wearable and fun to wear. But so how do we, I don't think that we can do like a take a hard left and all of a sudden we're back in everything formal. So how do you ease in?
Yeah. It's where do we go from here? Right. So I think that it's going to land somewhere in the middle. So a lot of corporations have not changed their dress code during the pandemic, which is actually something that I've been thinking about as my business of new services that I want to offer. And that is one thing that I am exploring, is helping organizations rewrite their dress codes to fit kind of the state of the climate right now.
Yep.
And with that, I think we were so casual, almost too casual. You know, when you're showing up to a Zoom call with a hat on or a hoodie and hair undone and makeup, you know, that's taking it too far casual.
Yeah.
But you're right. I don't think we're going to see everyone in full suits anymore. And so I think there is a way to take some of these basic, elevated basics. So, for example, the shoulder pad T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I bought a couple last year, and I wore them all summer long, and now they're everywhere. It's a flattering cut on so many women, especially if you don't love your arms. It kind of helps hide that a little bit more without covering them in this heat.
Mm-hmm.
A shoulder pad tee is appropriate for the office. Pair it with a cute pair of trousers, you know, a paper bag waist, something that has a little bit more structure but isn't as restrictive as like the traditional kind of J. Crew trousers that we used to wear to the office all the time, right? So a little bit more fun to your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then throw on a slide or a mule or even a strappy little sandal or a sneaker.
Love
that
idea.
I think we're going to see a lot more women wearing sneakers to the office.
I was just going to say that, Amy, with all of the really cute sneakers out there now, so many fashionable looks, do you think that women are really going to go back to the stiletto heels, or do you think there's going to be a lot more of the sneakers?
You know, I have always been like heels. Like I love a pair of heels, but yeah. my feet are rejecting them after yeah. a year of not wearing them. I wear them for 30 minutes now and my feet hurt.
Right.
So I think we are going to see a lot more sneakers. The one thing I always caution though is these aren't your gym sneakers.
Right.
So yes. just a reminder, when you're wearing your sneakers to the office, make sure they're clean, get out your magic eraser, clean up the soles. But there are a lot of really cute sneakers. I also think, though, that, like, I'm kind of also dying for a reason to wear heels and get dressed up. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see a little bit of both, right? Maybe 1 or 2 days a week they'll kind of dust off the heels. But you're definitely going to see a lot more flats and sneakers.
I want to applaud you because on your Instagram, Amy, which is Mama Seaman, I noticed you recently wearing a really cute floral skirt with sneakers. Now, that's tricky to pull off. I was just discussing this with a friend because we spotted a hostess at a restaurant who looked adorable in like a sundress and sneakers. And it looked cute and pulled yes. together. And it didn't look like she just threw on her walking shoes or something.
Right.
What's the key? How do you make sneakers work with a skirt or dress? What do you tell your clients?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it is fun. And I remember when this trend first started several years ago, I was like, won't do it. And here I am, like,
we all do
now,
that.
Like, sneakers with everything.
Yep.
You know, I think it depends. It's all about balance, right? So I think it depends on the... kind of balancing out how chunky your top is matching the chunky of the shoe. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a knit top on, which I'm loving right now, I'm loving the summer knit top. It has a little bit more weight to it. So you want to match that weight in the shoe. So go with a sneaker that has a platform kind of chunkier sole.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wearing something that is really light, like a slip dress, a little bit more sheer, then you might want to go with a sneaker that isn't quite as heavy.
Sure.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many cute, like, floral patterns. I think the sneakers can dress up your outfit in their own way.
You mean a sneaker that is a floral
yeah,
pattern?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
You haven't seen those?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love, you guys know I'm a big print mixer. I love mixed clean prints. I love color blocking. So playing with, like, a colorful sneaker, you know, you don't need just a white and a black.
Right.
I love all the greens and oranges right now. Buy that in a sneaker. And that's a fun way to add. I think one time when we talked, you said, how do you feel about a pop of color in your outfit? I think a fun color sneaker is a way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So pull out one of the colors in that floral skirt that is either in there and match it or is a beautiful contrast to it.
Amy, go ahead, Mom.
No, I was just going to say, Amy, I know that we had told a listener some weeks ago. She needed somebody to help her. And
we sent her to you.
And she
I heard about that.
She wrote us an email after that she was so thrilled and that you had helped her so much. So, yes. I mean, I felt really good that we had suggested you and you came through.
Amy, tell people how they find you at Shops at Arbor Lakes.
Yeah, so I'm down on the end near the AMC movie theater, mm-hmm. right next to Lane Bryant on the corner there. And you'll see my face on the window. I have a life-size poster of me. And it does say Amy Seaman, personal stylist. It's by appointment only. If you see me in there, you're welcome to pop in and say hi. Sometimes I office out of there just to have a space where I can be creative. Mm-hmm. But you can go to my website. So my website is now amyseaman.com, and you can view all my services, and there's an inquiry form there.
Great.
And schedule an appointment with me. So I'm doing both. I'm still doing my signature in-home wardrobe consulting, where mm-hmm. I go through your closet and I help you pull outfits together based on what you already have. And then through that process, we also identify gaps. So what is missing? And then I give you permission to part with things that maybe are no longer serving you. That can be a really overwhelming process for
people.
That
is hard.
Yeah.
That is hard. And so I think, too, you know, you have clothes that you wore to the office a year ago, 2 years ago. So you're like, are these still on trend? Do they still fit me well?
Right.
Is it too dressy, whatever? So that's a good service that I've been doing now that I'm fully vaccinated and going into people's homes again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have the personal shopping where I do the shopping for you. So I go to many different stores at the Shops of Arbor Lakes or outside of that, depending on what their needs are. Mm-hmm. Bring it all into my studio. You come in, you can try everything on there. You can purchase anything directly from there. And let me tell you, it is fun. I've been doing a lot of Mother of the Brides. And the bride will come or their sister or their other daughter. And I will bring in some champagne if they want. And sometimes a charcuterie board. And it's a whole experience. And it's just been so fun to be a part of that celebration that now they're able to have weddings again.
Right. Right.
There's many, a lot of pictures is another thing. Family photos, professional headshots are getting updated. Mm. So I'm doing a lot of styling for that as well.
Yeah, I bet. Everybody just wants to get out and have those experiences. Amy, where do you stand on pants right now? So much discussion about print pants and wider legs and getting rid of the skinny jeans. How are you feeling?
You know, it's so funny. I was just talking to a friend about this. They're like, I can't get out of the skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. I still think skinny jeans serve a purpose in your closet. So I don't think that you need to get rid of them simply because that's been like a trending topic. However, I do think adding in a new silhouette in a pant is an easy way to just freshen up your wardrobe. If you feel like I've been wearing the same top and jeans, lots of times it's because the jeans are the same silhouette that you've been wearing for years.
Right.
Getting a wider leg crop, playing with something fun, whether it's more dressing, obviously not for the office, but for the weekend, or a trouser. I love all the fun trousers, printed pants. That's a way to just dress up some of those neutrals and basics you already have in your closet.
Right, for sure. And I think if you're out shopping for tops, you'll see that a lot of the new silhouettes in shirts work really well with those wider pants.
Yeah. So you can do a wider cut top, boxier cut top with a wider cut pant. It really balances out the silhouette. So I think we used to think, like, especially with the skinny jean, okay, if I'm wearing a looser top, I need a skinny jean. No, I think a looser top with a wider leg pant is really chic. It's very Rachel Zoe.
Good. That's what we strive to be.
I haven't seen Rachel in a while. Good reference. That's bananas.
Yeah.
Huge.
All right, Amy, we have one more second left. What is just one trend that you can't wait to get into this summer?
You know what I've been seeing a lot is mismatched heels.
Oh.
Different heels.
Sarah Jessica did that.
It's one of the subtle trends I picked up as I'm browsing on Instagram. I'm like, ooh, I am definitely going to try that.
Okay. Wow. I can't wait to see it. We will watch the Instagram at Mama Seaman.
Yes. Thank you.
Amy, great to talk to you as always. Look her up at amyseaman.com. Make an appointment and go check her out at the shops at Arbor Lakes. Thanks for all the great advice.
Thanks for all the love and support.
You bet. We will be back with Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls, and you're probably thinking about what you want to wear and what kind of sundresses and shorts and what's going on. And so this is the time when we take a look at the trends, analyze them from head to toe, and then we ask, whose look is it anyway?
Maybe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask,
can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
You know what, Mom? Let's take it from the top, okay? Take it from the top, and I want to know how you feel about a bucket hat.
Here's how I feel about a bucket hat. I think they look cute on many people.
Like, for example, Jennifer Garner.
Well, yeah. I mean, what doesn't she look cute in?
Yes.
But, I mean, they seem to be everywhere. Everyone is wearing... you don't even have to be famous.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you really seeing that many?
Yes. And every magazine you pick up tells you that is the hat of the season.
Huh.
How many years ago was it the big hat?
According to InStyle, the 90s was the heyday of the bucket hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is back in a big way. And I think, I mean, I'm going to guess Jennifer Garner mainly was just trying to keep a low profile and not get burned on her face and neck.
Well, that's very possible.
She's very practical.
Yeah. But I mean, I just don't look good in hats. And I the only hat that I have worn in many, many years, I have a Hubbard hat.
What?
Yes. Hubbard gave... Yes. I can't remember if it was Christmas time or whenever they gave us hats.
A bucket hat?
No. It's a
winter hat?
No.
A visor?
Do you want to keep guessing or should I tell you? Like a baseball hat.
Okay.
And there have been a couple times in the last few weeks where I had to run out somewhere and the hair was
presentable. Baseball hat? I've never seen you do that.
I know. Is that amazing?
Could you please selfie that up next time? I would really like to see it.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. But that I don't think I could do it, like, to really go somewhere. But it was like I had to take my car up to the gas station quickly.
And you went in a baseball hat.
Well, and I had big sunglasses, so I was totally incognito.
Wow.
But I do think that the bucket hat is cute. You look good in all hats.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So I'm sure. Have you ever had one?
A bucket hat?
Yeah.
I mean, not this big. I mean, I think the key is, and the look that Jennifer Garner was spotted in this week, and that is being discussed. And Justin Bieber is like a huge, huge fan of the bucket hat. But they're really oversized. It's really floppy. It sits tall on your head. It looks kind of like a lampshade, let's be honest, right? And it's got a big, wide, floppy rim that comes down. No, I don't have one of those.
But I don't, look I don't cute,
know
innit?
That I don't know that I need one. But as InStyle pointed out, they are easy to stuff in your beach bag for the day, and you can find them for as little as $8 on Amazon. So
so that's a good deal.
Yes, of course you can get them from Burberry. Kate Spade is doing one right now.
I bet they're more than $8.
Those are more than $8. Yeah. Yes. But many, the North Face has one that's only $29. Mm-hmm. So that might be one. Madewell is doing it. So you know, if the millennials are doing it, then for sure it's a trend.
They probably think it's new.
The Madewell one, and it's reversible and it's only $30. And Kate Spade's is $58, which for Kate Spade is not bad.
No.
Now Burberry's is $390. Which actually for Burberry sounds kind of like a bargain.
I guess.
So there you go. The bucket hat is, if you're looking to decide what's going to be your hat of the summer, that's it.
And so if you're wearing that on your head, should you wear a stiletto croc on your feet?
I would say never.
Yes.
That would not
but,
be the right
you know,
answer.
As usual, because this has happened many times, Balenciaga, they seem to team up with different companies and make these things that you think nobody in their right mind would buy or wear. They actually teamed up with Crocs one other time, but they've teamed up for their spring 2022 collection. And basically what they've done is they've taken the Croc and put it on a stiletto heel. It's the, you know, it's the actual Croc with the back strap and everything. Mm-hmm. And you can get it in black, gray, and also bright green. They worked with them on a platform shoe in 2017.
Is there anything about this, though, that look that has a Balenciaga ring to? I mean, it's literally just a croc on a
stiletto
on a stick.
Heel. Yeah. Yeah, honestly. Yeah, maybe it'd be good for the state fair.
Yes.
A croc on a stick.
$1,000.
$1,000, and they sold out immediately, even though everybody on social media said they were ridiculous and all that. But they sold out.
Who is buying these things? Who? Who are those people?
I think people who have nothing else to do with their money and they want to show how cool they are. Because I don't know.
And are they going to wear them or are they collecting them?
Maybe collecting.
I don't know. So fascinating. I'm much more fascinated by the person who is really, truly willing. Because I think sometimes we talk about these absurd things and you know that the company actually has made four of them because they only did it for a publicity stunt. But when they're actually selling it, I do always wonder who is that customer?
How can we find that out?
We'll do some digging. We'll have to
You're
do some
reporter.
Digging.
You find that out. Okay.
Let's talk about capri pants.
Okay.
Because capri pants... Not, I mean, something that we do just does not get doesn't get a lot of love from the fashion world.
See, I personally.
Well, first of all, I think people mistake them. I think people mistake cropped pants and capri pants. And there's a difference between just like something that falls awkwardly on your calf, which is not flattering and cuts you off.
Yeah.
And a capri, which is generally more slim fitting and just kind of goes below the knee. It's almost like
it's more than below the knee.
Well, not look at Sharon Stone.
Well, I'm looking at J-Lo.
Yeah. Oh, okay. J-Lo's.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
No, it's sort of like the middle of your lower leg. would you say?
I feel like there are both, and I think this is one of the confusing aspects of it. But it's the key, I think, and if you look at J-Lo's and why hers works, it's because it is slimmer over the knee and then flares just a little bit. I think the mistake people make is when they are just like straight down and they don't have any, you know, kind of like shape to them. It's just not flattering.
Okay, then I'll have to show you this new pair that my husband purchased for me at Hobo. They're by Lissette, which makes great pants.
Yeah.
They're, you know, a pull-on, not an elastic waist, but they're just a pull-on. And they're a stripe, a thin stripe. I never know horizontal and vertical. Horizontal is up and down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what?
Horizontal is up and down? No, Mom.
Vertical.
What? Oh, my God. Wait
trouble.
A second.
What? I have a lot. Trouble. Horizontal and vertical.
No,
I do.
No,
I do.
No. Okay. Some things are not meant to be said on the air. Oh, that's no.
Okay.
Horizontal
take that out.
Is
we'll
a cross.
We'll edit that. Right. Okay. Anyway, but they're basically straight.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe have a drop of a flare. I think they're flattering. I think for those of us who are not thrilled with their legs and don't want to wear shorts or a Bermuda or even what you were talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's a more summery and cooler look.
Okay. Well, we can discuss that. If you have questions, we'll take those after the break. Second hour of Shop Girls coming up.